The importance of making progress in nuclear disarmament was once again stressed at the second preparatory conference of the parties to the Non-Nuclear Weapons Proliferation Treaty, the NPT, in Geneva on Monday. The head of the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, Angela Kane, identified the creation of a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East as one of the challenges in preventing the spread of nuclear weapons.
We all know that, despite a decision made at the 2010 NPT Review Conference, it was not possible to convene an international conference in 2012 on the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. Yet we also know that enormous support remains among states' parties to convene such a conference, that efforts to convene it will persist, and that progress in moving this initiative forward will also contribute to both regional and international peace and security.
Ms. Kane identified other hotspots on nuclear weapons.
We have also all witnessed in recent months a deterioration of the security situation on the Korean Peninsula, which has featured threats from the People's Democratic Republic of Korea to resume missile tests and even to use nuclear weapons. We see signs of an arms race in South Asia involving fissile material production and the competitive development of both nuclear-capable missiles and nuclear weapons. We see that sustained diplomatic efforts to encourage Iran to fulfill its responsibilities under Security Council resolutions have so far failed to yield a resolution of ongoing concerns over its nuclear activities.
Adding his voice to the concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons program was Ambassador Jacek Bielica, the European Union's Special Envoy for Non-Proliferation and Disarmament.
The EU strongly urges the DPRK to abandon all its existing nuclear and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. We strongly condemn the DPRK's aggressive rhetoric, including repeated threats of the use of force.
Criticism of North Korea for its nuclear weapons program also came from Ambassador Antonio Guerreiro of Brazil, who spoke on behalf of the six members of the New Agenda Coalition, known as NEC. They are Egypt, Ireland, Mexico, New Zealand, South Africa, and Brazil. Ambassador Guerreiro said neither the pursuit nor the retention of nuclear weapons can ever guarantee a nation's peace and security.
The NAC strongly condemns the nuclear tests carried out by the DPRK in violation of its obligations under the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. We urge the DPRK to fulfill its commitments under the six-party talks, including those in the September 2005 joint statement, to abandon all nuclear weapons programs, to return without delay to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapons state, and to place all its nuclear facilities under IAEA verification, with a view to achieving the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in a peaceful manner.
The six-party talks involve North Korea, South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia. They started after North Korea withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in 2003. Derek Mbata, United Nations.